This comes just 5 days after an Iron County committee voted unanimously to evict the Lacouture band from the site. County Clerk Michael Sari says they're concerned about the cost of a long legal battle.
I got a call from our insurance company asking us if we could table it. I said it would be easier to remove it, to give their legal team a chance to look at this issue.
This isn't the first time Iron County has flip-flopped on evicting LCO. In May, that same committee approved the LCO Harvest Camp, but in July, the committee voted to not only evict, but to have civil and criminal charges pressed against members of the LCO project. That was unanimously overturned by the county board, and talks began between the county and LCO. Harvest and Research Camp spokesman Paul DeMaine says the county did face a legal battle with the Chippewa Federation, an organization of all six northern Wisconsin Ojibwe bands.
The tribe feels that it has the jurisdiction to enter public lands, so the disrespect that was shown was really kind of throwing this proposed research permit into the garbage can and making a motion to evict rather than to study, negotiate, discuss.
DeMaine says eviction was a recipe for confrontation.
We're certainly concerned about this whole notion that the National Guard might be called out, that state capital police force people have been in Iron County in the last week to help set up an emergency command post. We're a little bit concerned about those outside influences.
Meanwhile, Sari says the county may take up the eviction effort again early next year. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.